This is WNYC in New York. Good morning, I'm Carrie Nolan. The counting is about to begin. City election workers in Queens have organized tens of thousands of paper ballots, and now they'll tally them by hand to determine who will be the Democratic nominee for district attorney. The two top contenders for the seat, Borough President Melinda Katz or public defense lawyer Tiffany Caban, are separated by just 16 votes. Joining us now to discuss the latest is WNYC's Fred Mogul. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Carrie.
So, all eyes are on the vote counting. So, set the scene for us. What should we expect this week?
We're in the heart of Queens in this big warehouse building. It's got an office space, fluorescent lights, linoleum floors. Fortunately, there is at least a window there. Spread out across the floor, dozen and a half tables. Each table represents a geographic zone of Queens and several different of these election districts. And at each of these tables sits two city board of election workers. There's a Democrat and a Republican. The employed workers of the city actually have party designations, so they can be a check on each other. And at each of these tables also sits observers from the two campaigns.
And so you have all these people under the watchful eye of observers. So what are they looking for as they're counting?
In a word, Carrie, they're looking for discrepancies. There's about 91,000 ballots. They're looking for things that could throw off the totals enough to affect that razor-thin 16-vote margin Katz now has. Scanners are not perfect. You know, sometimes people use an X or they underline or they have an open circle instead of fully filling in that circle for their chosen candidate the way they're supposed to do. The machine's supposed to spit it back, actually, but sometimes it doesn't, often doesn't, and it doesn't count the ballot either. Or people fill in two circles. They have two adjacent offices. They think they're doing two different candidates. They're actually doing two for the same one. The scanner's supposed to spit it back. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. And another problem, actually, and one of the bigger ones, surprisingly to me, is that people put extraneous marks on their ballots. They put their initials or they sign it. They think they're doing the system a favor. They're making their ballot more traceable. That actually disqualifies the ballot. The scanner doesn't pick it up, and that screws up the count. So the ballot counters have to toss these out. All these things, little by little, they change the tally.
Well, tell us a little bit about the disputes that can crop up between observers.
Well, you know, the goal of these observers is to, quote unquote, discern the intent of the voter when it's ambiguous. So you want to disqualify ballots where that intent can't be discerned or where the rule is clearly broken about putting those identifiable marks on ballots. Now, most of these observers, we should say, are campaign volunteers. They've been briefly trained in what to look for. They're not experts. So if they see something that gives a little pause, they raise their hands. They call for the attorneys to come over and review. I talked to one Long Island attorney named Thomas Gary. He's done lots of these recounts over the years. He says you bounce around from tables like a pit boss at a casino. And he says there's often false alarms.
You may have an overzealous volunteer who'll say, I think that's an identifiable mark. And you call everybody over and they come and we look and it's one stray pen line. And you're like, no, I'm okay with that. I'll let that one go.
You know, these people, they want to really choose their battles. They only want to go to the judge with the ballots where they think there's a real problem and that their side can win.
It really sounds like it's going to be a very stressful recount. What's the timeline here?
The Board of Elections says it'll take about 2 weeks. You know, if there's no clear margin, which is entirely possible, and then there'll be questions about other ballots they're not counting at the moment, affidavit ballots. These are the ones people fill out when they show up at the polling place and their name isn't on the registry. Most of these have already been rejected by the Board of Elections even before the ballot themselves were open. Caban's lawyers say they'll be challenging those rejections in court if the margin after the recount is still tight.
WNYC's Fred Mogul, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Carrie.